From the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio, and here are the Hudson Brothers. We're gonna rendezvous. Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. And they are the Hudson Brothers, Bill, Mark, and Brett. They really were brothers. Neat, huh? From 1975, they took that one to number 26 in the Billboard's charts, number 35 in Canada, and even number 61 way down there in Australia. Ah, it's time for a little bit of bubblegum right now. This one wasn't a hit. It's from 1970 from Crossfire. Io Silver.
Thank you.
is a group called Crossfire. It wasn't a hit. It's called Hi-Yo Silver. Borrows a little bit from a thing called the William Tell Overture. And if you listen real closely, in there was a little bit of a riff from a big hit called Soul Man. Guys, interesting, right?
More music coming right up.
Music power music.
Oh, and that's what we're all about right here on Pop Shop Radio. Keeping shortwave and the music alive from Canada's international voice on shortwave. Here is Frank Mills in Poor Little Fool.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah. Carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. Very first time, gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. Uh-huh.
Poor little fool, I was a fool.
Next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. Uh-huh.
Poor little fool, I was a fool.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game.
Montreal, Quebec's own Frank Mills. He's better known for a record called Music Box Dancer, which has been the star of dance recitals all over the world, I'm sure. And I just kind of go glassy-eyed at the thought. But that's from 1972. An update of Rick Nelson's big hit, Poor Little Fool. Went to only 106 in the USA, but 25 here in Canada. Right now, we have got Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. Winners and Losers on Pop Shop Radio.
We'll be right back.
is Hamilton Joe Frank and Reynolds. Well, actually, it's Hamilton Joe Frank and Dennison, because Reynolds had left the group by that time. And that is a record called Winners and Losers. Only went to number 21 in the charts, which is why those stinky FM stations won't play it. Hey, guys. But it's a good record, isn't it? I thought you'd like it. Right now, it's time for our record number one. It's the very first one from the Alan Parsons Project. Oh, this one is called The System of Dr. Tar and Professor Feather. It's his very first 45 on Pop Shop Radio. That's our record number one for this week's show. The first 45 from the Alan Parsons Project from 1976, The System of Dr. Tar and Professor Feather, based on the writings of Edgar Allan Poe. Did rather nicely in the U.S. charts, went to number 37, only number 62 here in Canada. But there would be better days ahead for Mr. Parsons. Time to turn on the television. No. Listen to records. Yeah, this is Mike Post and the theme from The Rockford Files. Op Shop Radio with the theme from the Rockford Files there from Mike Post, who wrote a couple of other nifty good themes like Magnum P.I. and Hill Street Blues. We are Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. If you want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, well, just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. And stay tuned for our special shortwave radiogram at the end of this show. Right now, here are the Straws.
Sharper is the berry, sweeter is the wine. The longer we have parted, the sooner you are mine.
Lovely lemon lady, you make me feel so shy. But lovely lemon lady, I love your lemon pie.
Well, they were originally known as the Strawberry Hill Boys. I shortened that to the Straws. And from 1975, that is their 45 called Lemon Pie. And that is a special, slightly shortened radio edition of that 45 so we could fit it here on the show. You hear a little bit of scritchy scratches there because it's a real record. Right now, we've got Susan Taylor, Don't Make Promises, on Pop Shop Radio.
Do you think I'm not aware?
written by a guy named Tim Harden. Yeah, him. That's Susan Taylor and Don't Make Promises on the Yorkville record label, the legendary Yorkville record label in Toronto, Ontario. And Don't Make Promises. That would later be covered by the Mod Father himself, none other than Paul Weller. They are a group called Grapefruit, very loosely associated with the Beatles and Apple Music. They took that one to number 18 here in Canada and number 98 in the USA, but number 10 on LG73 CKLG, right down the road from us in Vancouver. We are Pop Shop Radio from the Town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. We're heard on great stations like Channel 292 in Germany and WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. You can get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card by sending a reception report to RadioPopShop@gmail.com. Visit us on the web at PopShopRadio.ca or visit us on Twitter at PopShopRadio1. Don't forget, Shortwave Radiogram coming up at the end of today's show. But right now, we're going down to Australia. These are the Models, Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
I'm
Pop Shop Radio with the Models. In some places, they were known as the Australian Models, which I think means that the record gets played on the right-hand side of the road. I'm not exactly sure. We're researching that. It's called Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Number one record in Australia on the Kent Music Charts. Number three in New Zealand. Only number 37 in the USA. Breakfast time.
Morning, all.
Hello.
I'd like to tell you about when I was a young boy. Must have been 3 or 4 months old at the time. I didn't really know what I wanted, and if I did, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody, because all I could do was gurgle. So I sat there in my high chair, thinking one day, looking at my tray and thinking, what I'd give for a meal on there. So I started looking around to see what I could have. I was rubbing my eggy soldier in my head, trying to think. And then I looked in the corner, and there's a little bread bin with its mouth open, just staring at me like. And then I looked in, and I saw bread. I thought, oh yeah, I'll have toast. A little piece of toast. Well, then I started getting older. I hated this, I hated that. Expensive steak was ludicrous, and cafes couldn't cater for the finer things in life. The upper crust was not for me, I could tell that. So I'd go back home, switch the kitchen light on, put the grill on, slip a slice under, and have toast. A little piece of toast. Because there's so much to choose from. There's brown bread, white bread, all sorts of wholemeal bread. It comes in funny packages with writing on the side. But it doesn't matter which one you have, because when you cut the crust off, have it with marmalade or butter, cheese, tomatoes, beans, banana, or chocolate if you're strange. It doesn't really matter. Oh no, it all goes with toast. Just toast. I'm going to think about it some. That's toast. Yeah, just toast. Well, I go down the supermarket with me basket in me, and I'm walking from one counter to another trying to find the bread store, but I can't find it anywhere. And then I bump into a mother with a baby in a basket, and she says,
oh, look, you start him off again. I'll come down with a little bit of peace and quiet to get some bread to go home to make toast. Just toast. I like toast.
Yeah, but I don't half like toast. Okay, scrape that toast, boys. That's toast. Yeah, just toast. I can't think about it anymore. I've got to go and have some. It's no good.
Hey, listen, I'm getting a bit brand off staying
in. I'm feeling slightly hungry right now. That is a group called Street Band and a record called Toast. There is no truth to the rumor that they were going to follow it up with one called Porridge at all. But it did get featured in a commercial for Russell Hobbs Appliances in the UK. Went to number 18 back in 1978. Rather tasty, that. What you say, mate?
Non-stop music.
Oh, yeah, we're modulating your amplitude on shortwave with lots and lots of kilowatts. Here are the Name Losers.
Love is a fool, we got her all of it.
Bop Shop Radio with the group originally known as the Beechers. They became the name Losers when they lost the name Beechers. 1964 from Sweden from an EP called Fabulous Sounds from South Sweden. That is New Orleans on Pop Shop Radio. Right now, we've got a little bit of the Supremes without Diana Ross. '72 from the Supremes there, Floyd Joy, right here on Pop Shop Radio. And if you like soul, check us out on the first Friday of every month on Channel 292. Check their schedule at channel292.de for Pop Shop Radio Soul Time. Wow, lots of cool stuff. Right now it's Twin Spin Time on Pop Shop Radio. We know Phil Spector and the Teddy Bears. Come to know him is to love him. Well, here's the record that followed up to that. Teddy Bears featuring Phil Spector. Their follow-up to Know Him Is to Love Him, when they signed to Imperial Records. That is called Oh Why from 1959. And it's so dire, we ask, oh, why did they ever release that? So what are we going to twin spin it with? Their second record on Imperial.
Double golden.
Sort of. Our twin spin for this week, the second 45 that and 78 for that matter, that Phil Spector and the Teddy Bears released after they signed to the Imperial record label. Do you notice a pattern here with the sound of those? Yeah, weren't hits just about anywhere. Oh well, right now we have got April Wine, Elton John song called
Seems
Bad Side of the Moon.
Bad side of the moon, just stir your drags and sickness to hell without a rustic spoon. Now come on, people, live with me where the light has never shone and the hornets flock like hummingbirds speaking in a foreign tongue. Is it my life? Is it my life? Come on, people, live with me, where the light has never shone. The horn is
written, of course, by Elton John in the B-side of his single Border Song. That is Bad Side of the Moon by April Wine. They did it as an A-side, took it to number 16 back in 1972 here on the charts in Canada. Only 106 in the USA. Better luck next time, guys. Lots more cool music.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Absolutely. Right now on Pop Shop Radio, this is Carole King. Sweet Seasons. Sweet Seasons from 1972. That is from her LP Music, the follow-up to her kajillion-selling LP, Tapestry. It was a top 20 hit just about everywhere it was released. And it is a great record. And what we're all about right here on Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. I'm your DJ Tony, but reminding you, get your equipment ready, because coming up after the next record, it's our shortwave radiogram. It's in MFSK 64, 400 by 175 pixels, and it comes up right after Bill Elliott. that is Bill Elliott and the Elastic Oz Band. Bill would later go on to be part of the group called Splinter and the Elastic Oz Band. Well, that's really John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. 1971, God Save Us on Pop Shop Radio. It is shortwave radio time, gang. We will see you next week with another batch of really cool stuff. But right now, it's time for the radiogram MFSK 64 408 by 175 pixels coming up in 3, 2, 1. Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop.
Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in supernatural British Columbia in Canada and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.